The Silver Ferns paid the price for a lethargic start as Australia bounced back to win the second netball test 45-36 in Christchurch last night. It represented a 14-goal turnaround after New Zealand clinched the opening match of the four-test series 49-44. The Constellation Cup will be decided this weekend when the teams meet twice more in Christchurch. The hosts will be chasing improvements. Silver Ferns coach Dame Narlene Tairua is with us now. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Kōrero mai, what happened, especially that start?
Oh, I know. It's actually quite gut-wrenching, if I'm going to be honest. We did turn over a lot of ball at the start, and whether through just bad passes and dropped balls that put us on the back foot, and you know, within maybe 4 or 5 minutes we're already 5 or 6 down. And as we know, and it's something that we have talked about, when we are on the back foot we actually mentally don't go into good spaces, so it's just a reoccurrence of the same theme basically.
Nonetheless though, you were trailing by 15 goals before half time, but you won the second half, so how were you able to lift the team out of that situation?
Oh, I know. I mean, it sounds so crazy. There were moments where I thought we were on for a 20-point drumming. And once we get the feel of it and calm down, then we're able to reconnect again. But we do, as I say, we do have reoccurring themes or that do happen with us. I think it is a mental shift that we are struggling with at the moment. But it also puts the emphasis that we have to start well and, you know, synonymous with past experiences. When we do win the first quarter, we actually are able to take it through. So, I mean, we've still got a lot of work to do. Consistent performance is something that has eluded us and has continued with our last night's demonstration, and something that we've just got to keep continuing to solve.
How badly was the team missing Amelia Ann Ekenasio?
Yeah, that's. I'm going to be honest, that was one point, especially in that position of goal attack as well, which is quite a crucial position in regards to the links. And obviously her ability to put the shot through the hoop. You know, I suppose there is positives out of it, is that others did get the opportunity to get out on court, and probably shows more work that needs to be done. That also shows the value of Amelia Ann to the Silver Ferns as well and her leadership.
And part of the problem, actually getting the ball into the hands of the shooters there, how crucial is that going to be in terms of what you're going to look at over the next 2 days?
Massively, because they're quite tall as well. We're quite short in stature, still dynamic and very fit in our midcourt, but if we get caught stationary, we get out-muscled and can't see, and that means our preparation prior to one person getting the ball needs to be on point and keep moving. So it's quite clear as to what we got to do, and we have to focus on key elements over the next couple of days so that we can execute. So it sounds really simple, and they are, but our ability to be able to deliver on the time under pressure is eluding us at this stage.
Thank you very much, Ngā Mihi. That is Dame Narlene Tairua, the coach of the Silver Ferns.